Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Does architecture come with subconscious underpinnings? Justin Hollander, associate professor of urban and environmental policy and planning at Tufts University, takes a unique look at the relationship between construction and design.
Fact number one, never before in history have we understood the deep, profound complexity of the human mind. Fact number two, unlike ever before, the population of the planet has forsaken rural landscapes and now inhabits urbanized areas, vast metropolises of homes, offices, and factories. These two developments offer a pathway for a better system to design cities, a system grounded in the inner workings of the human mind, more so than the latest fashion, the coolest building technology, or worse, the latest philosophy of form. Today, the science of the brain can teach architects and urban planners what it is that people see, think, and feel when we are in cities. Of course, science has offered insights in these areas in the past, but today the weight of evidence is impossible to ignore. Take the human face. Nobel laureate Eric Kandel wrote masterfully about the figural primitive: two dots for eyes, a vertical line for a nose, a horizontal line for a mouth, as being the subconscious blueprint for how we view everything in our field of vision. When you stand on Mulberry Street in New York's Little Italy, it's not an accident that you subconsciously feel comfortable. Nearly every building on both sides of the street has an element of the figural primitive embedded in its facade. But many modern real estate developments patently ignore this tendency, creating massive concrete walls lacking any decoration. City Hall Plaza in Boston is one striking example. Generally reviled, these places repel pedestrian interest and activity. They are labeled as boring or inactive. Look closely and you'll see why. There are no faces. For too long, the design of human settlements has been grounded in art instead of science. Emerging understanding of the human mind can now change that paradigm, laying the groundwork for a new discipline, cognitive architecture.
That was Justin Hollander of Tufts University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.